you, everyone, for joining us tonight. You are on the Thursday night business conference call sponsored through the Marketing Sense and some great leaders that we have. My name is Mary Starr, and I will be the host tonight. Just reminding you again to please star six your phone so we don't have to go into presentation mode. Everyone should have a piece of paper in front of them, maybe their notebook if you can, or maybe your laptop so you can take some notes because we're really excited about the information we have to share tonight. So once again, my name is Mary Starr, and I'm going to just start a little bit about telling you about myself and my business. I am actually a retired doctor. In 1999, I was introduced to Young Living Essential Oils. And that first year, I shared what I personally experienced and what I learned with about 25 people. Two out of the 25 people actually started sharing with and using Young Living Essential Oils. And through that, I was making about $100 commission checks. Okay, per month. And that was really a great thing at that time because I was so poor at that time. I was going to school. I was struggling. I was getting government assistance. And I literally needed to get food assistance and food stamps. It was very, very tight time. So with these $100 commission checks, I said to my sponsor, Kathy Cowie, I said, Kathy, what if we do this as a business? And she said, great. So the first thing we did is we wrote down our goals. We wrote down our goals. And we started. But guess what? We really didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have a plan. We really just, you know, had our goals. So we made a lot of mistakes. And we did a lot of work, a lot of extra work that we now see we didn't need to do. So in May of 2004, I met another mentor named Sandy Ellsberg, and who taught me the potential of this business, the potential of network marketing and multi-level marketing, and really the fundamentals. In less than a year, my commissions had doubled. And because I started practicing what she taught me, in teaching my team members these fundamentals, it just started growing and growing and growing. So tonight, I would like to share with you some of those fundamentals. Okay? So just reminding everyone to star six their phone as they get on the call. That will mute you. So if you have a pad and paper, I'm going to recommend a few books to start out with, a few books. Some of this material comes from Sandy Ellsberg, some of her great trainings that she's given, and also her book. One book that I highly recommend that you get is called Breadwinner, Bread Baker. Breadwinner, Bread Baker. Okay, and that's by Sandy Ellsberg. And you can purchase that at her website at www.sandyellsberg.com. And on your website, she also has a wonderful audio training series called How to Get Your MBA or Massive Bank Account in Network Marketing. And that is truly a great, great training series. The other book that I'm going to recommend that I really like, and Sandy's book is wonderful. It's written by a woman, and I think many, both women and men, can take a lot out of it. But I also like this wonderful book by Don Faiella, D-O-N Faiella, F-A-I-L-L-A. And it's called The 45-Second Presentation That Will Change Your Life. 45-Second Presentation That Will Change Your Life. Okay, great. All right. So What I want to start with are some basics in how we use our wonderful Marketing Sense training manual and a few extra things that I do when I train my team members. So if any of you haven't got a chance, MarketingSense.com, if you go to that, you can see all the potential of using this wonderful, wonderful tool. And part of this tool is a training manual. And in the training manual, we have something called the Life and Business Plan. So when I would be starting with a new distributor, so as I've been on the road for the past 3 weeks, you know, I've been working with brand new distributors, and I've been working with this Life and Business Plan. And all of you who have the Marketing Sense website, you can actually print this out and work with your brand new distributors with it. The Life and Business Plan, it's called. So this Life and Business Plan really helps for you to work with your brand new people, okay? So whether you live near them, whether they live on the opposite coast, I noticed we had friends from Michigan and Tennessee, all over, you can use this Life and Business Plan whether you're near or far, okay, because they can print it out, they can work on it, and then you can call them and start to talk to them about the plan. And in the plan, what that does is it helps you to see and understand about that person. It helps you to understand, you know, where are their strengths? What is their background? What do they value? Okay? What do they value? What do they like? What are the goals they choose to have? Okay? So when I have been working with brand new people, maybe I'm talking to them on the phone, maybe I'm in their house, I'm really being observant and I'm really listening to what it is they value. Because for many of us, we are looking for a financial reward. But for many people, too, they're looking for a purpose in their life. Okay, maybe they're not passionate about their job. Maybe they have been looking for something to be passionate about. And Young Living can be that for them. So really understanding what their values are and not reflecting your own values on them. So if my value is to make $10,000 a month, that's my goal, I'm not going to put that on all my team members. Okay? I'm going to find out from them what they want. And I'm going to make notes. And our wonderful Marketing Sense program helps us to take notes and learn about our people. Okay, so that's the Life and Business Plan. That's where we start. Now, the reason that this is so important to fill out that plan, to find out what their values are, how much time they have to devote to this business, is because what Sandy taught me is that in your business, especially with Young Living, because we have 435 different products to work with, Sandy said that you're going to choose 4 to 6 business tools. 4 to 6 business tools. Now, through these calls and maybe working with your sponsor, you realize there's a lot of different things that you could choose as a tool. An example of a business tool would be the wellness reports, taking the wellness reports around town, leaving them at different places, and then maybe refilling them every so often. Another example of a business tool might be drop cards, little drop cards that you leave or business cards that you leave in different places. Purchasing leads is an example of business tool. Now, there's so many different business tools, and I'm not going to focus too much on that, but I need to know what that person values, what they like, what their strengths are, what technology they have in their home, because I need to help them pick their business tools. So many times, for example, a new leader will go to me and they'll say, okay, I'm going to go prospect all the chiropractors in my area. And that's a good tool. But how many chiropractors do you really think are in your average town? Maybe 10, maybe 5. And how busy do you think those chiropractors are? I know, because I was one. I am one, okay? But I'm a retired doctor now because of Young Living. It's fantastic. Well, we are constantly bombarded by different companies, by different representatives. Not to say that it's not a positive thing to approach someone like that, but you want to, you know, that's only a small population. That's only a small population. Or maybe, for example, I am working with a mom, maybe a single mom, who's a really great mom, okay? And I personally don't have kids. So I would talk to her and say, okay, well, what products are you using with your kids? You're using the Ninja Red, using this. What about talking to other moms? So basing their business tools on their qualities, their experiences, what they value, okay? Maybe they work several days a week with their church. I have several team members who have found other team members or other customers from their church. Okay? So basing your market and your business tools on what your values are, what you choose. Okay? And I'll just give you an example. 2 days ago, we were working with a distributor, Lance, in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And Lance's goal in 2 years is to make $5,000. So we went to his home, and I'm asking these questions, and he values traveling, and he's tired of his job. He's looking for something that he can be passionate about, that he can provide a great income for his wife, who has goals of going back to school, all these things that he wanted to do. So he gave me a financial goal that he wanted to accomplish. He gave me how many hours a week he could work in his business. And through meeting him and talking to him, I saw what his strengths were. He was very passionate. He was ready to go right on the street and put flyers out and talk to everybody he could meet. So he's a very outgoing person. He was very into fitness, okay, and worked out every day. He was in the Air Force. The environment he lived in, the environment he worked in, the location, what's the economy there, how many people are there, you know, what are they? Are they tourists? Are they this? Are they that? So from that, we picked different business tools for Lance, which include mainly the Ninja Red, which you will find will be a main tool for most of your distributors, the Ninja Red, okay, with sampling one-on-one contacts. He'll be purchasing leads. He'll be using the newspapers, and as time develops, he may switch some of his business tools, or he may add one or two, okay? But for these goals, now, if Lance said, I want to make $5,000 a month, but I only have 5 hours a week, and I don't have more than $50 to spend in my business budget, now, is that a really feasible goal? Well, maybe. But I'm going to help direct that person if that's how much income they need to be making, and we'll draw out the structure. We'll actually draw out and see how many people they would have to have in their organization, how many team members, what bonuses, all of that. So if you're not familiar with that, with the bonuses and the compensation plan, you want to find someone or you want to go on Young Living's website and start to study that, okay? If you're on this call, you're making a commitment to the business, you need to be studying, okay? And you can do that right on the Young Living website.
No, that was me, my camera.
Okay, star 6, please, out there. I can hear some people coughing and talking. So please star 6 and mute your phone. Okay, so that's a little bit about the business tools. Now I'm getting to the exciting part. I hope all of you have your pad of paper. Now I'm going to talk about the business essentials that Sandy taught me, the business essentials. Okay, I'm going to just name them off first. I'm going to briefly go through each of them, and then I'm going to focus a little bit more on some of my favorites. some that truly have made a world of difference in my business and in many of my distributors. Okay, so the business essentials are, number one is the shoulder bag. Absolutely, number one is the shoulder bag. Okay, the next one, number two, is the business bag. The business bag. Number three is the organizational file box. Number three is the organizational file box. Number four is a contact manager. Contact manager. Number five is the presentation. Presentation. Number six is a time management book. Time management book. So I'll go through that again. Number one is the shoulder bag. Number two is the business bag. Number three is the organizational file box. Number four is a contact manager. Number five is the presentation. And number six is the time management book. And I'm just going to briefly talk about each of these. I'm going to start with number six, the time management book. Now, some of you probably have PDAs. Some of you may have a wonderful Franklin planner. Okay, so I'm talking about a day planner. The time management book, the purpose of this book is so it goes with you everywhere. It's not a calendar you just have in your house or you have on your desk. It's something that can travel easily with you. I used a large Franklin planner for many years, or several years, and then I downsized to a smaller one that easily fit in my shoulder bag. Okay, but many of you might use a PDA. And then we have the wonderful on the Marketing Sense, if you have your own Marketing Sense website in your back office, you have a calendar that you can actually print out every day the list of everything you need to do, monthly, weekly, and daily. So that is really nice, and I love that feature. So that's the time management book, or whatever you're using to manage your day-to-day activities. The next, number five, is the presentation. So I'm going backwards. Number five, the presentation. Now, this can be several different things. But luckily, with our Marketing Sense website, we have a lot of that right there. We have a presentation about the products, both the Ninja Red and the oils, Frank and Rose, talking about the oils. We have a presentation about the business and all these wonderful people's testimonies that are talking about the business, including Terry Williams and Jeffrey Lewis, and I think James is on there. Some really great presentation about the business. So we have websites that can do that for us. And even Young Living has some information. The Ninja Red website, we have the Young Living Farms website. You know, so you have the capability to do the presentation via the web. Now, I just got some information that Justin is going to be redoing the Opportunity DVD. So that's exciting. So we are going to see more and more of these things. Many of you may, if you're not using websites, maybe you're using the Take Action Now brochures. I don't think those are available anymore, but the Take Action Now CDs are, which gives people, I believe, about a five-minute presentation about the business. Okay, so that's the presentation. Next, we have the contact manager. The contact manager, which I found, Sandy would teach it And if you don't have internet, I hope you all do, but if you don't have internet or maybe have a very, very slow connection, she used a little file box, like a recipe size file box, where she would label that 1 through 31 for the days of the month, 1 through 31. And when she made a contact, she would put the person's name, address, phone number, all their information, and every time, like maybe she spoke to that person, and some of my distributors use this and have great success with this, every time they speak to that person, every order they put in, when they become a preferred customer, a customer or a distributor, they put their information all on that card so they have that, and then they will file it usually based on when they're going to contact that person again. So if today is the 26th and I'm going to contact that person again on February 5th, I would file it into February 5th. So you could use a small box. But I tell you, it is a lot of work. And when Marketing Sense came out with our wonderful contact manager, boy, oh boy, did my life get a lot easier. So now I use this contact manager. I'm out and about, and I get a person's information. I go home, put their information into the contact manager, make a note to myself, send an email. It's so wonderful, everything that you can do directly from your Marketing Sense website. So the contact manager is an absolute must, okay, because we can make tons of contacts, we can prospect, we can be the best prospector, but if we don't have a way to follow up and manage our contacts, our business will truly suffer, and I've seen that. So I'm really impressed with the Marketing Sense that way. So that was number four, the contact manager. Number three, the organizational file box. The organizational file box. And I am of the belief of keeping everything simple, keeping everything simple. So what I do with my distributors, we go to the dollar store, and there's, I believe, a Dollar General has a wonderful $4 file box. I keep extra hanging folders, okay, and I teach my team members to keep extra hanging folders and folders. And then we'll create this organizational file box. And what we have in this box, and I'm going to go right to mine and tell you exactly what's in it, is normally we have four sections of products. And these are the four sections of products that we keep. Okay, so we have essential oils. We have art, the A-R-T. We have, of course, the Ninja Red. And then I keep a section on these product lines. Because in my mind, I see those as our four major sections of products. Now, you may separate them different. You may have personal care and that, but I try to keep everything pretty much simple, okay? And in each of those sections, I have just about all the different marketing materials that Young Living provides, or the wellness reports, just the really sharp-looking marketing materials that they have. Just keep that stocked right in my organizational file box. I also have a section of labels because keeping everything labeled is very, very important. Okay, I'll just make a side note on that. One distributor in our team, a few years back, she really, you know, wasn't so much on the computer doing that, but she was going on a trip. And she had missing link tapes. And I said, well, let me make you some labels and you put them on the missing link tapes. So everything that you give out, everything is labeled. Okay, so she put her labels on the missing link tapes. And about, I think it was 2 years later, she got a phone call from a woman who had listened to the missing link tape after so many years. She listened to the tape. She bought an Essential 7 kit. And within a couple months, her group volume in that organization was over $10,000. $10,000 from one single tape, missing link tape, that was labeled. That was labeled. Now, it didn't stay that always that, but she has a wonderful, wonderful leg now because of this tape that was labeled. Okay, so we're talking about the organizational file box, the four different sections that we have. We have, of course, our product guides, our product price list. And then in the front, we have a great business section. So we have distributor enrollment forms. We have the team performance. We have the compensation information. Okay. We have a section on upcoming classes in our areas, on convention. So your organizational file box will go with you everywhere. And some of my team members, because they're always going here, they're going there, they keep one stocked organizational file box right in their car and one at home. One in their car, one at home. Okay? So it's a great, great tool. Number two is the business bag. The business bag. Many of you will be doing one-on-one presentations. Or for some of the leaders, maybe you do even classes. Okay, maybe you'll do some different classes. The business bag is a suitcase-like bag on wheels, has to be on wheels. And this, I love this phrase Sandy always uses, is locked and loaded. It is full of everything that I need to go do a presentation at the drop of a hat. A few months back, one of my distributors was ill and wasn't able to go do a presentation that she had promised one of her downline, and she asked me to do it. And I was able to go ahead and go do that on very short notice because my business bag was all ready to go. Now, what are some things that I have in my business bag? Well, I have a little bit of inventory. I have a bottle of Ninja Red. I have one or two that I carry with me. I have Essential 7, okay, because some of these classes people will, and some of your presentations, they'll want it right then. And when they do, you can tell them, sure, I can sell it to you retail, my retail price, or I can get you a Young Living customer account. And with the Young Living customer account, you can get this product at this reduced price, okay, because my retail is actually 40% above the Young Living customer price. That's what I charge. Okay, so they get it for. Or if you want to make a health commitment, and you think you're going to be using these products every month, then we have a Young Living preferred customer price for you. Okay, so if I were to give them product that night out of my business bag, I would sign them up, usually as a customer, and get it sent back to me, just so I would always keep filling my inventory. I also carry an art kit and several other widely used oils like peppermint, peace and calming, things like that. So that's what I do. I also have sample bottles. I have extra product guides because those are very heavy. Too heavy for my organizational file box, everything that I need to do a presentation. Okay, that's the business bag. And then finally, number one and my absolute all-time favorite is the shoulder bag. The shoulder bag is a lightweight bag that goes with you everywhere. Everywhere. This bag goes with you when you go into the post office, when you run into the bank, because this bag allows you to meet the moment in the middle, as Sandy says, and to be absolutely prepared to meet anyone, anytime, anywhere. Okay, so what's in your shoulder bag? What is in your shoulder bag? First, let's talk about the bag itself. The bag must be lightweight. If you're using your Young Living bag that you get in your Success Kit or Starter Kit, it has to be lightweight because if your shoulder's hurting at the end of the day or you will stop using it as much. And that's what I found with my team over the years, that if their bag was too heavy, if it was more like a business bag, that they weren't bringing it in and they weren't meeting that moment in the middle. So the shoulder bag is a lightweight bag preferably professional looking. It is not your purse. Ladies, it's not your purse. And we found some great different bags out there. One of my new favorite bags I found on QVC, it's called a Travelon, because we've been doing a lot of traveling. And for men, you know, men are looking for something that's masculine well, and it's called a Travelon. And we were just training with some great distributors down there. And Glenn Jock, he was the man using the Travelon, and the women were using the Travelon, and it just worked out so well. So it may have lots of different compartments. And in my shoulder bag, and I'll get my bag right here. In my shoulder bag, I have easy access to all the different compartments. Okay, obviously I have my business cards. I carry sample products, Now, what do I mean by samples? Well, many of you are thinking the Ninja Red, of course. You may want to carry some Ninja Red with you. But I also love Abundant Health puts out these beautiful cards with different information about the essential oils. It could be Abundance. It could be Peace and Calming. My two favorite that I love to carry are Peace and Calming and Peppermint. Peace and Calming and Peppermint. And what I do is I buy the clear vials, and I put maybe 5-8 drops, because I don't want to fill it like a 20-drop sampler or something that maybe somebody may purchase a trial size. I just want it to be enough so they can just sample it and learn to enjoy the oil. And then I use the little, small little brochures put out by the Wellness Report people that talks about the essential oils. I use the Sense and Sensibility in my shoulder bag. I find that those missing link tapes are wonderful. And all of this is labeled. Everything is labeled. So when I'm out and about and I meet someone, I normally will qualify them, and I'll talk about that in a second, and I'll give them that information. Now, let me tell you what else is in my shoulder. So I've got samples of my products. I've got my business cards, and I carry several different business cards. I carry a business one, business cards that talks about financial and time freedom, okay, for when I meet those people. I've got my Ninja Red business cards from the Marketing Sense. Those are wonderful. I carry my Young Living cards that has the old ones that used to have the Essential 7 on them. So I have different cards for different people. Everything that I have, all my material, is in Ziploc bags, slide lock. This is a key that Team Sandy taught me, and boy, oh boy, does it really work. Because you don't want to give something to someone that's all dog-eared and just doesn't look professional, okay? So everything's in Ziploc bags. It's nicely stored, so I can just get right into them. I carry a little notebook. I carry a little notebook where I will take people's information on it, okay? And I'll either write it myself, or I have them give me their name, address, or email address, because I'm using the Marketing Sense so much. And then I'll make different notes on there. I have order forms, okay? I have calculator. I have a receipt book. I have my time management book. I have sample bottles. And I have several different oils. So I carry the pouch that comes in your essential starter kit, those 12 oils. I'll carry most of those oils and maybe a few different ones as well. So that's what I carry in my shoulder bag. And, oh, I also have the pocket reference guide. The pocket reference guide is such a great tool when you're really conversing with someone and they're very interested. You just pull that out and show that to them. I'm out of them now, but I'll sometimes also carry a Take Action Now CD. I'll carry the Breadwinner Bread Baker book or the Don Fayella's 45 Seconds That Will Change Your Life. So I have business, I have products, I have all this information, and also the wonderful 4 pages that we got from convention that I believe Janet McBride and Terry Williams put together on why network marketing, why Young Living, the Cash Flow Quadrant. Those are very, very good too. Okay, but every day I'm going to my shoulder bag, I'm filling it up, I'm making sure that I'm ready, I'm locked and loaded, so when I go out that door, I am ready to meet whoever is out there, and truly, truly, it's been a fantastic blessing. Okay, I know it's 9:40, just real quick, I want to give a couple great examples of the shoulder bag. One of our team members, Catherine Hampton, about a month ago, we got together and we really worked hard on her getting her shoulder bag together. We had had it, you know, and many of you have had Sandy's training and you have your shoulder bag, and we go in cycles of having it prepared, not having it prepared, but it's so important to have it prepared. So Catherine and I, she flew down and met me in Atlanta for the Ninja Red Live meeting. And within a span of about 5 days, we were able to prospect so many people working with the shoulder bag. For example, we went into the ladies' room, had to stop at a gas station, went in the ladies' room, I put my oil on, I got my oil necklace, she's got her oil necklace showing. We come out, the ladies say, "Oh, it smells so wonderful." And we say, "Yes, that's our business." And not judging people, okay, star six please out there, and not judging people, we've had great conversations, because you never want to judge people based on the way they look, their environment, anything like that, because anyone can be interested in this business. Well, to make a long story short, within a matter of 20 minutes, we sold a bottle of Ninja Red. So I go out to my business bag, I get the Ninja Red, give it to the woman. And it's all because the shoulder bag. We took our information out. We let them try oils. We let them try juice right there because we were ready. Had we had to run out to our car, because I know a lot of you carry things in your car, but you have to have the materials on you right there, ready. We even, I could go on and on about the great opportunities that we've had these past 3 weeks, just working with the shoulder bag, prospecting, training. It's really, really been fantastic, but I want to open up the call now. If anyone has any questions, I didn't get to go over. I was going to go a little bit over about objections and how to qualify people if we want to do that. Why don't I open it up for questions now? If there isn't any, I will keep going.
Could you tell us how you spelled the name of that bag?
Say again?
The name of the bag. How did you spell it? I couldn't understand quite what you were saying that you got from QVC.
Oh, it's called the Travelon. Travelon.
Okay. Could you tell us your name again, please?
My name is Mary Starr.
Also, Mary, is there any way that we could get this put up on the Marketing Sense website, with all you've told us tonight, what's typed out, so that we could have it to hand out?
We do have a sheet on the shoulder bag and the business bag, and I do believe James's website, EssentialOilTherapies.com, does have a good sheet on the shoulder bag. But we can talk to maybe Tracy about that.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Where did you say you could get that list? On what website?
It's not on a website right now. It's only available right now for my distributors who have access to that.
Oh,
but we're gonna work on trying to get that up to people or getting it emailed out
to everybody or just your group?
No, to everyone. To everyone, at least to all the Marketing Sense people who have websites or who have email.
I have a question. That's something you said. Did you say that you sell to people at 40% above the Young Living retail price?
Yes.
And so how do you differentiate that price between the regular retail price when you're talking to somebody?
That is a great question. That's a great question. And if any of you have a product price list, I encourage you to open it right now. If you look in the product price list, you will see several different lines of pricing. And the last line is a blank line. It's all blank. And that line was made for us, Young Living distributors, to create our own retail price. Now, what's a little bit discouraging with the terminology is that it says retail on the Young Living website when they go to order, the Young Living customer price, they call that retail price. But what I say is my retail. And on my stickers, on my product price sheet, I have that, you know, Star Health's retail price is 40% above the Young Living customer price. Now, that's not because I'm selling a lot at retail. I don't encourage that at all. That is actually to encourage people to have the Young Living customer account.
So you provide that as kind of like a contrast to help people feel like they're getting a
exactly.
They're getting a good price?
Exactly, because people purchase for several different reasons. And one of those is because they want to save money, because they're saving money.
So you just... So they just can become, say, oh, sure, I'll be a Young Living customer, and
right.
And that's it. I mean, obviously it doesn't require anything for somebody to become a Young Living customer.
It's exactly right. People want to hear that they're going to save money. It's completely free. Your Young Living customer account is completely free. You save 40% off of my retail price, and there's no risk to you. Now, if I was talking about the preferred customer, I would say the same thing. I'd say it's completely free. There's no risk to you. You can change your account. You can delete it at any time. You know, you can change the products from month to month. There's no risk to you because people want it, the least amount of risk. They want free. They want money savings.
Wow, that's amazing. So do you actually sell much, though, at your
no.
retail price?
No.
That would make the products really,
yeah.
Seems like it would be pretty prohibitive.
Yep.
Okay, so it's just kind of a little bit of a psychological.
And I encourage
tool.
All my team members to do the same.
That's amazing.
Okay. I encourage all my team members to do the same.
Did you think of that?
No, I took a class that in marketing that kind of helped me with that.
Okay, thank you for answering that.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Go ahead.
Well, I was just making a comment. I have not heard that before about adding the 40%, but it is realistic when you consider your business costs and everything. It, you know, it sounds like at first like, oh, wow, you know, I'm just really doing it. But if you really take into consideration what your business costs are, of course, it makes perfect sense. So, I mean, you could feel legitimate in asking that amount.
That's a great, great point. And what you're saying, too, is that we are in a business. And for about 4 years, when I was in this business, I didn't realize I was in a business. We would do classes, and at the end of the class, we wouldn't even ask for people's orders.
And you'd be exhausted because you'd
Dave. I'm being exhausted. So,
in there.
Yep. And so now I really encourage if you're doing home parties or meetings, the first thing they get is a clipboard, and they have an order form right on top. So they know that they're there for your business, and they know they're there to order. Even when you do your one-on-ones, you use the order form to help if you're helping that person decide and you're looking in the green book, the essential dust reference. You have that order form out, and you're writing down the products that are best for them.
Mary, if there aren't other questions, I'd really love to hear you go through how you handle objections.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mary, I have one more. I got online, and I was going to look up that bag so people would know. There are two shoulder bags listed here. And I don't know which one you were talking about. There's one that has a shoulder bag with a travel ID holder, and then there's one that's just called the large travel bag.
It's probably the smaller one.
Okay,
it's probably the smaller one, like, that looks like it would fit the pocket reference and everything like that.
That's F1178 if anybody wants to know that on QVC.
Okay.
And where
I didn't mean to promote QVC tonight, but I really like this ad.
Yeah, it's $21 if that's the one she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it that much different than the one you get from Young Living when you order your distributor kit?
Yeah, it's smaller. It's smaller. That is nice as well, and Sandy always thought that that was a great bag, but distributors have a tendency to put a lot into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that, you know, I definitely recommend using it as you're out and about. Okay, I'm going to go into objections so we don't go over tonight. I'm going to try to get to objections and qualifying because you'll see how using the travel bag is really neat, the shoulder bag. Okay, objections. Sandy said three things when handling objections. You're going to always remember these three things when handling objections. Write this down. It's I agree, I understand, and I respect. When handling objections, we have I agree, I understand, and I respect. I think as we, you know, many of us are brand new in the business and we get so excited because we've had such great results. When we get an objection, it can do a few things. It can make us very defensive and say, but, you know, and get red in the face and just, you know, overwhelm that person. Or, it can crush us. So we want to work with these three things. I agree, I understand, and I respect. So let's say, for example, an objection, someone's looking at the prices and they say, boy, these are awful expensive products. Okay? So you're always going to start your objection with one of these three statements. You know, Sylvia, I totally understand where you're coming from. When I first started using this, you know, I was living on government assistance. And before I really knew the value of the products, but now this little bottle of peppermint, which lasts me forever, I don't need aspirin anymore. I don't get sinus infections. I sleep so good. And I'm saving so much money not having to buy this medicine, not having to miss work, not having to, and on, okay? So that was the too expensive. I understand. I respect. I agree. You know, Sylvia, I agree with you. When I was just first starting out, I didn't understand the difference between, you know, essential oils, therapeutic-grade essential oils versus what else is out there. And I found out that even health food store essential oils are not the same and not processed the same as our oils and all the work that goes into it. And I'd love to show you a great video that I have on how some of the oils are made, because I think you would really understand, you know, what we're talking about. And this one drop of peppermint is equal to 24 cups of peppermint tea. Can you imagine how potent it is? Okay?
What about people that complain about the smell? Some people will say, I love it, and other people will go, oh, God, what is that? I mean, I've had two reactions, very good and very awful.
Okay. So, you know what, Margaret? I totally agree. When I first started using this, boy, some of these oils like Joy and even Valor, I could not stand the smell of it. But as I start to understand what was happening in my body, is that for years I've had all these toxins and all these chemical perfumes that I was actually starting to cleanse and have what I call improvement reactions from the oil. And over time, the Joy that I absolutely couldn't stand, I grew to love. So what I recommend to you is to start really slow. And if you're using an oil for therapeutic use, put it on your feet and then put on a pair of socks. And over time, I bet you too will grow to love the oils. Is that good? Maybe a little too wordy. Maybe I went on a little bit too much. Anybody else want to give me one?
Yes, Mary, I have a question for you. This is Katie from Albany.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I had a conversation with someone about the quality of therapeutic-grade oils. And rather than getting into a pissing match over, you know, not being able to see them one-on-one and showing them the difference between theirs and ours, how do you get across the fact, you know, they were saying, well, ours is therapeutic and ours is this and ours comes from France. And I'm like, I wasn't sure how to explain the difference.
Well, here's another great thing my mentor taught me, okay, and it's a little harsh, but you're going to just want to write this down. That's WSWSWSW.
Mm-hmm.
Some will, some won't. So what? Someone else is waiting now.
Okay.
And what Katie is going through is what many of us will go through, particularly with the juice, because there's a lot of juices out there right now. And, well, mine comes from France, or mine does this, and I say, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from. And I, you know, thought the same thing when I was dealing with this brand or that brand. But then I learned, you know, a little bit about that. And if you're ever interested in, you know, viewing about informational video about the therapeutic oils or coming out to the farms, we have a great class where you can come out and go to the farms and learn about it, or going up with me to see Gary Young, you know, in February, I'd be happy to take you. But if you're not, that's okay too. But these are the products that I'm really passionate about and the ones that I've gotten great results with. Okay?
Thank you. Go ahead. That gives me a little bit more edge or something to come back with.
Yeah, and it's just a takeaway too, because we don't ever want to sound desperate, because there's so many hundreds of people out there who are ready right now for our products. Right now. And if we spend our energy, particularly with family members, oh boy, are they the worst. Okay?
No.
I can be a doctor and still they know better than I do. Okay? But the point being, if I spend a lot of my energy being upset or things like that, then I'm missing those people already right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I think we're just about at our time. Real quick, I just want to go over James Niederlund set up a great class one time with MLMU. MLM University, when Hilton Johnson talked about qualifying your prospects. And I think this is really important, because when you're out and about with that shoulder bag and you've got your samples of Ninja Red and your things, now we don't want to be stingy, but we also want to qualify those people, because, you know, that's your business. That's your business. And you don't want to just blatantly, you know, give something to somebody who may not really want that sample or that product. Okay, so you're going to write this down: interest, qualify, commit, and present. Interest, qualify, commit, and present. So if I'm talking to Sylvia and I meet her on the street and I don't know her, she's brand new, and she says, oh, what's that necklace you have? And I said, oh, you know, it's Essentialum. It has my favorite essential oil in it. Would you like to smell it? Would you like to see it? Okay, so I'm seeing, is she interested? You know, is she really interested? And I may let her smell it, okay? And then the next question, I'm going to qualify her. Is she just being nice, or is she really interested in therapeutic oils? Are you interested in therapeutic oils? Are you interested in natural health remedies? Okay, so I'm seeing the first question, you know, people, are they interested? But now I'm using that qualifying question, you know, which I'm using the word interest in, but I'm seeing, is she really interested? Okay, I'm qualifying her. She's great. She goes, oh, I really love that peppermint, you know. I am interested. I've been having sinus issues, and, you know, I really think I need to, you know, try something like this. And now I'm going to get the commitment. Okay? Well, you know what? I have a sample of peppermint here in an informational DVD, or I have an informational pamphlet here. Do you think it's something that you could commit to using every day? Because it's not like an aspirin. It's, you know, it doesn't cover up the symptoms. It actually starts to make us better, you know, from the inside out. Do you think it's something you could commit to using every day? Or I might say, I'm going to give this sample to you, but I want your commitment that you're going to read this, and I'm going to take your information to call you in a couple of days to see how you're doing with the sample and what you thought of the information. So the commitment is really getting their information and getting their commitment that they're going to use the product and watch, you know, watch the DVD or read the information that you give them. And then I would go into the presentation. Okay, once I got that, then I would tell her more stories about, you know, what has been great for me. You know, I used to have terrible sinus problems, and I used to be totally allergic to cats, and this is all true. And now I have 2 shedding cats. I used to have allergies. I used to wear glasses, and I don't wear any glasses anymore, and I believe it's from the Ninja Red. So a lot of times we get excited, we want to do our presentation first, and it's okay to do a little bit, but we really want to save that to the end. After we've, because our business, we only have so much energy, we don't want to be presenting to people who maybe aren't interested in what we have. So find out, are they interested first, qualify them, get the commitment, and then give your presentation.
If they don't make an approach to you first, like, oh, I like your necklace or I like that smell, what would be the trigger for interest?
Well, we use lots of things, and we've just been training down here, and we got to go to Disney World and all over, and I showed people different ways to get people's interest in, and it's really about just creating first the relationship. So you might see somebody with a Colorado T-shirt on and say, oh, have you been to Colorado? So I might not even talk about the oils at all, okay? But if something goes that way, then I might say, oh, are you interested, you know? We were talking to this gentleman, Gary. He had a southern accent, and oh, what brought you down? Well, you know, I'm getting a job down here and stuff. He goes, I got to do this because of this terrible psoriasis. You know, I got to be down in the warm weather. And we're talking to him, well, Gary, are you interested in, you know, trying something to get rid of it? Oh, yeah, you know, I've tried everything. Well, have you tried therapeutic essential oils? Yeah, I'd be really interested in that. You know, what is that? Oh, yeah, you know, can you, all right, we'll give you a little sample of this, but you got to read this informational, you know, we went through it with him and everything. Oh, yes, oh, yes. So, you know, just qualifying your people to make sure that they are really excited about that. Okay, and I kind of lost my thought when I was talking. Any other quick questions?
I have one, actually, since you're a trainer. One of the things that I've observed with all the people that are very successful, and, of course, they teach it in training, is about the whole storytelling aspect. Mm. And, you know, clearly listening to you tonight, you have very beautiful way of weaving stories and testimonials into speech. If that doesn't come naturally to a person, do you have a suggestion for learning or training? You know, my style tends to be very succinct, you know, get the information out as fast as I can, as most efficiently as I can. It's very difficult for me to elaborate.
You just brought up a great, great point, and I see this in our distributors as well. What's the number one fear of most people? What's the number one fear?
Speaking in public.
Yep.
Making a fool of yourself?
Yeah, well, that'll be better.
Speaking in public speaking, yes, public speaking. And so We work on that, okay? Dale Carnegie has some great classes on that helps people to learn to public speak. And one of the distributors who we were training, she's very, very, as she said, at fear of public speaking. But when she understood that what she's already doing every day, you know, she's fine with making a conversation with someone or asking them about their T-shirt or things like that. If what she understood is she's like, you know what, I don't have to really do anything different than I'm already doing. I have to be prepared and remember how to weave the, you know, the product into it or not. So, but I would recommend for all distributors, and many of you know Kathy Cowie was deathly afraid of speaking in public and literally would get sick. And, you know, Gary really pushed her. And as team members, sometimes we have to be a little bit tough and help our people and maybe have small meetings where, you know, each person can, you know, just learn to speak in their chair and then they can maybe stand up a little bit. But different public speaking classes is always a good idea. And I learned mine through in school, storytelling, memorizing stories and having to say them in front of groups.
You mean you actually took a class on storytelling?
Well, they taught that in, like, high school. And
oh, okay, all right. Oh, I see.
But I do believe there are some classes still out there, and I would recommend maybe you want to do that with some of your team members,
yeah,
you know, and have them practice that.
Mary, before you end tonight, mm-hmm. This is Katie from Albany again. You mentioned something about having essential oil beads, or when you were trying to get people. This is the first I've ever heard of beads that you can infuse with the essential oils.
The essentialum, you think I was talking about?
Maybe
the
necklaces.
The necklaces.
Yes. If you Abundant Health is a resource that you can go to. I always forget their website, but if you do a Google search, essential oils and Abundant Health,
uh-huh.
You'll find that website. So it's like an essential oil accessory resource.
Okay.
And you will see the but Life Designs is actually the company that my necklace is on from. And Life Designs makes different woods and things, and you put your oils in it, and they're called essentialums.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. You have been fantastic, and I appreciate all my distributors' patience with my lack of technology for the past few weeks, and I will be back probably Monday or Tuesday, depending on the weather. And I am accessible by phone for those who haven't reached me lately. And I thank everybody for tonight, and I hope that you all tomorrow go get together with your team and create your shoulder bag, because it truly, truly will help your business 100-fold. So good night, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.